Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, warning.
Attention all cupcakes, lollipops, and landlubbers. This is your captain speaking. The battle for truth and justice is before us. Batten down the hatches and prepare to blast off into Deep Space Nine.
Warning, warning.
I'm your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. We do not concern ourselves with the cost. There is no cost in freedom. Freedom ain't cheap, but we can afford it. It's tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program tonight, or this morning, actually. This is a special time, and I'm trying to get back to actually doing my regular time at 10 a.m. I like this time slot better. But today, we're going to be talking, obviously, about the Las Vegas shooting. Now, I've got a lot of friends in Las Vegas. I got a hold of all of them, and they're all safe. Glad. Because a lot of them go to country music. And I think there were a couple of them that were actually at the festival like the day or two beforehand. So if you want, you've got a story to tell about this. If you're a witness, you've got something to contribute, please give us a call. 646-716-7978. Or you can actually join the captain's chat room, which, you know, I'm terrible at that room, but I do look into it from time to time. So anyway, if you do want to speak tonight, again, the number 646-716-7978, and make sure you press the number 1. Okay, let's get into this here now. I mean, where do you start? I mean, seriously, where the hell do you start? I got more questions than I have answers. I don't believe what I'm hearing on television. I don't believe what I'm seeing on television. We've been lied to so many times. Well, here's my questions, and I've got a laundry list of questions. And I've been up since 5 o'clock this morning trying to write all this stuff down, because in the last couple of days, there's just been one question after another, and I can't see any answers. Did he really act alone? Well, there's a lot of reports now that people are coming out saying that they were seeing multiple shooters. Now, that could be they just heard automatic gunfire, and I mean, it could be anything. Or it could be something. This lone gunman, I'm really not buying a lot of these lone gunman theories. Maybe they're true. I don't know. Maybe they are. I'm not saying definitively that they're not. I'm just saying I'm having a hard time buying this. Now, this guy, this is what doesn't make any sense. None of this stuff makes any sense. And we're going to get into the politicization of certain people. That is just sick and twisted. We're going to get into that later. But there's no way you can convince me that, according to all of the reports, this guy, no military training, doesn't have any history of guns, never really owned a gun until just a few days ago. According to the Guns and Qatar shop, he went in and bought like 3 guns. Well, Nancy Pelosi seems to think that, oh, well, we needed more background checks. They did a background check. and they found nothing. The guy had one speeding ticket or one traffic ticket several years ago. Big whoop. Okay, that means that disqualifies you from getting a gun? What? You're an idiot. Never had any experience with guns, never had any experience with, no trouble with the law, nothing. His whole family, his neighbors, everybody who knows him, they just can't believe that this would happen. Well, now we're getting reports that he converted to Islam a few months ago. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. We're also seeing videos. Well, the video is a little grainy, so we can't really 100% prove unless we can get people that actually know him and can identify that he was at this anti-Trump rally wearing one of these pink pussy hats. Now, whether he was or he wasn't, I don't know. But the news is telling us he doesn't have any political affiliation, doesn't have any religious affiliation. What are we supposed to believe here? Now, a lot of people ask, well, how did he get those guns in the hotel room? Well, it's pretty easy. You could fit guns in your suitcase and just walk right up to your room. A lot of those guns can be broken down. Some of them you can damn near put in your pocket. There's also reports that he never really left the room except to go down and gamble. So if he never really left the hotel, how did these guns get there? Who brought the guns there? I don't buy for one second that this guy did this all by himself. There's no way. I don't buy it. I'm not buying it. Now, how did he get the guns? Where did he get the automatic weapons from? Well, you can't buy them in any store. And there are only a handful of states, I think two or three, where you can actually buy a fully automatic weapon, but you need to go through basically an act of Congress. You need to get, Senate confirmation hearings before you can buy an automatic weapon. They're very expensive. You got to pay an exorbitant amount of tax, blah, 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 blah. Well, this guy was a gambler. He did have a lot of money. I don't believe Vegas or Nevada is one of those states where you can buy an automatic weapon. So how did he get the weapons? Where did he get the weapons from? Well, you can get them from black market. You can get them from the black market. That's pretty easy. Did he have connections with the black market? Obviously. Or did he have connections with, let's say, a paramilitary outfit like Antifa, ISIS? Who knows? There's a lot of reports now saying that he was an Antifa. We don't know. That's the problem. We don't know anything. None of this stuff makes any sense. But there's no way that this guy did this all by himself. It's impossible for me to believe that. Especially if you're going to tell me that he just was a retired accountant that moved to Las Vegas to gamble. He had to get the guns from somebody. Now, how are we going to find that out? I mean, I don't know. He was kind of a loner. He had a girlfriend. They found her in Tokyo. He did move around a lot, I guess. And he had like four homes in like four different states. And he didn't have a lot of furniture. Had like a bed, end table, or a bed, a dining table, and a couple of reclining chairs. But evidently he had 23 guns. He had two of them that were on tripods. The maid evidently came in and said she never saw any of this stuff. Well, you know, it's a big enough suite that he was in. It was a pretty big suite. So he could have hid all that stuff underneath the bed. But, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense. To me, it seems like it's possible. He could be a patsy. Because we've seen the videos now of the flash coming from either the fourth, fifth, or sixth floor. I was watching a video of a taxi driver. And the taxi driver said, it looks like it's coming from right up here, about the ninth, tenth floor, 32nd floor. So where did the shots come from? Where did the shots come from? Well, the taxi driver was right underneath where those windows were. the taxi driver would have seen the glass falling if they broke the windows to shoot out. There would have been glass. The glass would have fallen down. She would have seen it. She would have heard it. And there would have been, because there was people walking around there. Somebody would have seen the glass fall to the ground before the firing started. But we don't got any reports of that. So again, none of this is making any sense. Now we know his dad was in like the 60s and 70s. He was a bank robber and this and that and mental illness and the blah, 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 blah. It had nothing to do with him. You can't, just because your father or your mother has mental illness, yeah, mental illness can be hereditary, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it will. Everybody is an individual. You can't judge somebody because of their parents. You can't judge a parent because of their children. People got to be judged on their own merit, not somebody else's, not your family members, not your friends, but yourself. I don't know if this guy was the only shooter. There's an Australian man who was in the room, claims he was in the room next to the sniper's nest, I guess you might want to call it, to this guy. They were right next to each other. He's seen, this is what his claim is. Now, whether this is true or not, again, nobody knows. But he claims that he saw multiple shooters and people running around, and there was a security guard, evidently, that was shot by police. Well, we're not hearing that. So we don't know if that's true or not, because we do know that the police and the media will hold things back, and they will not be as truthful and as forthcoming as we all expect them to be. So we do know that. So who's telling the truth? I don't know. Maybe if we were to practice several years ago of just telling the truth, we wouldn't have these problems today. But this is what you get when everybody just tells the truth that they want to tell rather than the actual physical truth. And I blame this on the media. You're not telling us the truth, media. And don't give us this crap. You worked so hard. Oh, we're dedicated to getting to this story. No, you're not. Shut up. You're not. You may think you are, but the evidence doesn't support it. And now people are calling, well, we got to have every hotel room when you come into a hotel. Now, this drives me nuts. Everybody wants to have now metal detectors when you check into a hotel room. So that way you can't bring any guns into a hotel room, and we'll stop all of these shooters shooting from hotel rooms. That'll never happen again. Really? It won't happen again. Okay. Well, it won't happen again in a hotel room, but it will happen somewhere else. There's only so much protection that you can have. You can take away all the guns in the world. Take them all. Take them all off the planet Earth. You really think you're going to stop the killing? And that's what this is about. This has nothing to do with guns. This has to do with killing, not guns. Killing. These liberals are so blind and so obtuse, they can't see beyond the end of their nose. Hell, half of them can't even see their friggin' nose. They can't see. This is about killing. This is not about guns. You're going to sit here and tell me all the killing is going to stop in this country, in this world, if we just get rid of the guns? Well, hate to break it to you, but before the gun was invented, we had a lot of killing on planet Earth. Had swords, had poison. We had a lot of killing, especially in medieval times. So that's what we need to be focused on, is the killing, not the weapon. The weapon could be anything. Your car, could be your bare hands, could be a knife, a baseball bat, a hammer. It could be anything. It's the killing. It's not the tool used to kill. It's the killing. You have the will to kill, you will kill. This notion of getting rid of guns, it's not going to work. You're an idiot and you're a fool. And stop wasting my time with this garbage. And to put metal detectors in hotel rooms, really, that's gonna solve the problem? We're never going to have another mass shooting again because we got metal detectors in hotels? Come on. Okay, I can't bring my gun into the hotel room. Oh, I'll just go somewhere else. Think, people, for crying out loud. Think. This is not difficult here. Think, people. Think. We need to be concentrating on the actual killing itself, not the tool. And that's all a gun is a tool. Just a tool to kill. You can kill so many different ways. You don't need a gun. Oh, but if you get a lot more real quick with guns, especially the automatic weapons, well, you can build a bomb and kill a lot more people a lot quicker. One blast, boom, done. And we've all seen how easy it is today, but you can build a bomb. You can get in your truck or your car, run over a whole crowd. Takes a lot less time than a weapon, than a gun. People, you need to think. This is not about the gun. It has nothing to do with the gun. I mean, I just don't understand how liberals, they think what they're saying is logical. There is no logic in it. It doesn't make sense. It's not going to work. It's called false security. Oh, well, we got a metal detector. No guns allowed in the hotel room. I feel safe. Except for the son of a bitch standing outside with the gun. And when you walk outside, boom, you're shot dead. Oh, but you feel safe. No guns made it into the hotel room. No, that's right. They didn't make it in the hotel room. They're outside the hotel room. It has nothing to do with the gun. It has to do with killing. The will to kill. And again, you have the will to kill. You will kill. Period. Good God, people. I mean, I just, after all day yesterday, I finally had to turn the news off. I just couldn't take it anymore. I don't know what to believe. I don't believe the media. Now, they may be telling us, you know, some truth. But we don't know what is the real truth and what is not the real truth. I don't really buy the police's statement. Now, we all know we need police. And the police got a tough job, and they do a good job. Predominantly. Yeah, there's some bad ones. There's bad ones wherever you go. It's just bad people wherever you go. But unfortunately, the police do lie to the public. Now, sometimes they have to, and I understand why they have to. If they want to catch the bad guy, they can't show all their cards up front. I get that. I totally understand that. I'm just sick and tired of being lied to. The media has lied to us. Every time they give us the news, it's a lie after lie after lie. Now, this, I mean, I don't even know what to make of it. Nothing makes sense. There's more to this story, and we're not being told. But that's what I believe, that there's a lot more to this story, and that we're not being told. And when you've seen the video from the taxi driver, well, if the shots were coming from the 32nd floor, they wouldn't be as near as loud as they were on that video. And the driver said, it's coming from right up here. It looks like the 10th floor. But not the 32nd floor. And when you look at all the video of all the people that were in the concert area, And they're showing the video. You can hear the firing. And they're showing the actual hotel. You don't see any flashes. You don't see any flashes coming from the 32nd floor. You would see something. You would have to. We don't see it. But we do have a video. Now, whether that video is real or not, I don't know. I really don't know. But you can definitely see the flash. And it's nowhere near the 32nd floor. Now, I saw a video today, and it looked like it was in direct line where the video was from either the fifth floor or it was much lower. It still would be in direct line of the concert. So it could have been on the 32nd floor, or it could have been on the fifth. Or it could be on both. We don't know. We just don't know. But we've got 58 people, and I'm sure more people are going to die from their wounds. We've got well over 500 people injured. The exits were closed and blocked off. Now, I understand that they want to keep people from coming in that didn't pay. However, I think there's going to be some rule changes, and there should be. And I've always thought this in every concert that I've been in. I always think that anytime I go into any kind of stadium of any kind, mass people, I am always conscious of where the exit might be in case of fire or case of anything. Now, they have to have some kind of escape route of sorts, have to be able to open up these exits so people can get out. But they were trapped, and they couldn't get out anywhere. They were jumping fences and doing everything they could to get the hell out of there. I don't know. We could talk about this until we're blue in the face. But we need to concentrate on the killing. We need to get that out of our mentality. We've got this killing mentality in our mind. And we're using this killing for our own whatever agenda that we have, whether it's political or whether it's whatever. But I'm tired of that. I'm tired of these mass shootings used for political agendas. And let's get into this now. We've got a CNN reporter that reminds us that obviously most of the people there were Trump supporters. Okay, well, what does that have to do with anything? What does that have to do with anything? Why is that relevant? What does that have to do with it? You're going to sit there and tell me? And there's another thing. I got another story here with that CBS attorney. They're all Republicans and they're all Trump supporters because they listen to country music. Well, you know, there's a lot of country musicians. I wouldn't call them musicians. They're hacks. Like those stupid Dixie chicks. They're very liberal. Not everyone that listens to country music or plays country music is a Trump supporter. You people are stupid. Shut up. But to remind us that they're Trump supporters. Now, why would he say that? That makes no sense to me why he would say that. Why would he make that comment? What does he mean by that comment? Does he mean that it's not a big deal because they're only Trump supporters, so we shouldn't really give a damn whether they got killed or not because they voted for Donald Trump? Is that why he said that? That doesn't make any sense to me. Why would he make that claim? Why would he say that live on the air? Well, just as a reminder, they're probably all Trump supporters. So? And Hillary Clinton? Oh, my God, this woman. This is how stupid this woman is. I don't know if you've seen it or not or heard it or read it. I'm going to paraphrase it, but she's claiming that, basically saying, thank God he didn't have a silencer or there would have been a lot more people dead. And we have to fight the NRA because the NRA supports silencers. I am stymied. at that kind of comment. I mean, I just, where are people's heads, man? Where the hell is this woman's head? You have got to be kidding me. That doesn't even make any sense to me. That makes absolutely no sense. Why would she say that? What does silencers have to do with this? And the NRA, as far as I know, aren't out lobbying to get silencers where you can just walk up and buy a silencer. Now, if they are, I haven't heard that. It might be nice deer hunting, because as soon as you fire a shot and you miss, the deer's going to run. But if you got a silencer, the deer doesn't hear it, boom, you got another shot. Then you can eat. But I haven't heard anything about the NRA trying to do this. I don't know what the hell this dingbat is talking about. And that CBS attorney, she says, I have no sympathy for these repugs, is what she calls them. Because they're all Trump supporters. They listen to country music. They're Trump supporters, so who gives a damn? Who gives a damn if they die? This is how the left thinks. Sorry. But we're seeing a lot more of this. We're seeing this on television. Left-wing broadcasters, they've got that sentiment in their minds. They don't care that people on the right die. They don't care. And as soon as there's a gun, as soon as somebody gets shot, well, let's ban guns. Well, how come you never hear anybody from the left talk about all the mass shootings we have in Chicago, just Chicago? Forget about New York. Forget about Los Angeles. Forget about Miami. Forget about all these other cities. Oh, no, no, no. Just take Chicago alone. How come we never hear anybody from the left talk about all the mass shootings we have in Chicago almost on a daily basis? People are dying every day by the gun in Chicago, and not one lefty is coming out saying, well, we need to ban guns. We need more gun laws because people are dying in Chicago. No! They wait till something like this happens so they can politicize it, which tells me, and I hate to say this, I'm not coming out and actually physically 100% accusing the left. I'm just saying it smells. It's got that smell. I'm not saying it's fact, because I don't know. But it does have the smell that all of these mass shootings, if you believe half of them, I don't believe were real, but if they are real, they're coming from the left. They're not coming from the right. They're all coming from the left. But the left wants to get rid of the guns, but it's the people on the left that are doing the killing with the guns. I'm sorry. Look at Chicago. There's nobody in Chicago voted for Donald Trump, but they're killing each other every day. Los Angeles, New York, Miami. They're not Trump supporters. They're not anywhere near the right. They're on the left. The left can kill as many people as they want to. That's okay. The left can kill. They got that right. It's their First Amendment right. I mean, I am sick and tired of people politicizing an event like this. Not the right time. I mean, my God in heaven. And now you got Nancy Pelosi, which, again, that woman is so dumb. She walks out into the forest and the trees get stupider. This woman is, you talk about mental illness. This woman, there's no reason in the world why this woman is still in Congress. You talk about mental illness. This woman is mentally ill. She can't complete a freaking sentence. And when she does, it's so incoherent, you can't make out a freaking thing she says. Now, she wrote a letter to the Speaker of the House claiming we need Congress to get together and we need more background checks. Oh, my God in heaven. How many more background checks can you possibly do? And according, if you believe the media, they did background checks on this guy, and guess what? Came up clean. Came up squeaky clean. So what more background checks are you looking for, you idiot? Huh? God almighty. Where the hell do these people get this crap from? And now we got this leftist school teacher. Let me see what this is. Yeah, she calls them Trump-tards. She goes, I hope that, let me see. Let me get the exact quote here. Something about, she hopes that only the Trump-tards die. Let's see what this, lots of white Trump supporters in Las Vegas at Route 21 watching Jason Alden. Pray only Trump-tards died. Hashtag pray for Vegas. I mean, my God. Oh, my God in heaven. She claims she's a teacher, a mother, a sister, woman. Really? You're a woman? If you're a mother, I'm pretty sure you're a woman. Last time I checked, I know you can get a lot of sex changes, but a man can't have a woman, or a man can't have a baby. Well, maybe they can now. Maybe they can take the womb out of a woman and put it into a man. I don't know. How in the hell could you possibly write something like this? Now, she's a school teacher, so unfortunately, she's not going to lose her job. I do believe in First Amendment rights. She does have that right to say it. But you don't have that right to feel that way teaching in a school. I'm sorry, but that's just pure evil. That's pure evil. And you should not be in a school when you're teaching children with praying that only Trump-tards died. Sorry, but that's unacceptable to me. But they can get away with it. They're on the left. Anybody on the right would say something anywhere similar to that? Oh, my God. They'd be burned at the stake. And now Jimmy Kimmel. First of all, Jimmy Kimmel, you've never been funny. I don't know why people think you are. I remember you on Ben Stein's Money. I think there was a reason why you got fired. Then you were on the NFL Sunday morning pregame show. Well, you were fired from that. And now you have your own little talk show, which is unfunny and boring. Because you are unfunny and you are boring. And he gives his speech last night and he's trying to tear up. And, oh, my God. He's claiming that the gun lobbies run the country. And we've got to do something. He says, well, a lot of people say you shouldn't politicize this. He goes, no, we should politicize this. We should politicize this. We should make it political. He comes out and says it. The gun lobby runs the country. What? No, you idiot. They don't. I don't understand where people get that from. I just can't figure it out. He also claims that Trump, now get this, claims that Donald Trump signed a bill into law allowing mentally ill people to get a gun much easier. No. That doesn't even make any sense. If you've got a history of mental illness, they're not going to let you get a gun. Jimmy Kimmel, you're an idiot. You make no sense. Shut up with that crap. I'm just sick and tired. That's the kind of crap that I can't stand. That's the kind of crap I just can't stand. I can't respect people like that. I just can't respect people like that. And this is all coming from the left. The left are the ones doing the killing. They're the ones doing the violence in the streets, but they're blaming the right. Charlottesville, for one. The so-called alt-right, or the KKK, whatever. They were not the ones who fired the first shot. Sorry. They didn't throw the first punch. They weren't throwing any pop cans filled with cement. They did not have handheld flamethrowers. They had tiki torches that they were using for self-defense. And even that kid that ran over people, if you watch the video and then you see the pictures afterwards, it's clearly obvious that that car was attacked first before he drove into the crowd. And what would you have done? I would have done something similar. I'm sorry. Somebody's going to be attacking me with a bunch of people are going to be attacking me in my car with bats. Yeah. Somebody's getting run over. You damn Skippy. I'm getting the hell out of there. I'm not going to let somebody keep attacking me in my car. They're going to break my window and then the bat hits me in the head. I gotta risk my life because of their First Amendment right? It's not a First Amendment right to attack somebody with a baseball bat. It's not a First Amendment right to burn cop cars. It's not a First Amendment right to throw pop cans filled with cement. It's not a First Amendment right to carry handheld flamethrowers. God almighty. There's also a report, and this woman, now I don't know whether she's telling the truth or not. I mean, I don't know. But she was a witness claiming that there was a couple, young couple, Hispanic. The woman was, you know, they were right around 5'6" or so, she said. And they were running through the concert hall, harassing people, saying, "You're all going to die, you're all going to die, you're all going to die, you're all going to die." Well, evidently, according to her, that she was escorted out of the concert because of that. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But if it is true, then obviously more than one person was involved in this. And I think the reason why the government and the media don't want to let anybody know, because they think it's going to create panic if there is a conspiracy. No, you're creating panic by not telling us the truth, because the truth is starting to come out now. But that's going to be labeled as fake news. The truth is always labeled as fake news. And the real fake news, oh, that's the truth. Well, we should know. I think it's important that if this is a conspiracy, if it is involved with a lot more people, the American people deserve to know the truth. They deserve to know this. They deserve to know if there is a faction out there, which we do know, Antifa, which is a terrorist organization, by the way. And it would not surprise me a bit. I would not be 1 ounce surprised if Antifa and the left weren't behind this. And there, you know why they do it. They just want more gun laws. Why do they want more gun laws? Because they don't want you to have the guns. They only want them to have the guns. Because if you have a gun, you're able to fight back. They don't want any competition. They don't want you to fight back. That's called a coward. A coward is a bully. A bully is a coward. They only pick on people that aren't going to fight back or don't have the ability to fight back or the resources to fight back. But then once you do fight back, oh, well, you're the bully. You're the racist. You're the terrorist. No, I'm just standing up to your BS. But if you want to politicize this, Mr. Kimmel, which you claim it must be politicized, well, then you need to have this conversation with your own people, because you're the people behind it. You're the ones behind these mass shootings. Every single one of them. You are behind this. But if this is a conspiracy and more than one person is involved, which I do believe it has to be, I'm sorry, but I'm not buying this lone wolf gunman. I'm not buying that. I'm not there. I'm not there yet. I'm just not there yet. But if it is actually true that this is a conspiracy and more people are involved in it, the American people deserve to know. They deserve to know so they can look out for this group. We all got to be vigilant to these groups. We all have to be. And Antifa needs to be labeled as a terrorist organization. And they show up to any protest or any demonstration of any kind, they must all be rounded up, taken off the streets. Oh, no, we can't do that. That's racist. It's racist to take a terrorist off the street? I'm sorry, what? I'm sorry, what? Oh, my God in heaven. I mean, I don't know where this country is. I don't recognize this country. I was talking to my brother yesterday, and I said, I said, I haven't recognized this country in quite a few years. Actually, since Obama came into office. Actually, it started with Bill Clinton, but whatever. But I said last night, I said, this is beyond unrecognizable. I don't know where our country's going. I don't know where we're headed. I do know Donald Trump is doing his best to try to put the pieces back together. But people expect Donald Trump just to do this all by himself. They think that the president can just sign a bill into law and make everything perfect. Well, no, it doesn't work that way. We, the American people, we have to do the work, not the president. President can't do this work. We have to do the work. Oh, who was that now? There was another school. I think they're not school teachers. They're all school teachers. I grew up in the school district. It was all around me. My mother, all my family, teachers and labor unions, my neighbors directly across the street were my teachers. And getting in trouble in class and then having them come across the street, Mrs. Boxberger, your son, blah, 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 blah. All my mother's friends were my teachers. I have to go to their house. Look, I know the mentality of a public school teacher. Sorry. But when it's all around you, you grow up with it, finally joined the Navy and got the hell out of it. Got the hell away from it. But if you're around it your whole life, you're able to pick up on some things. So I do know the mentality of a school teacher. They're fake and they're phony. Oh, they all tell you they do say work so hard. No, no, you don't. And if you're really working that hard, maybe the job is too much for you and maybe you should find something else. How about learn the phrase, welcome to Walmart? Unbelievable. I mean, absolutely unbelievable. But this teacher is claiming that if you say hard work, that means you're racist by claiming you benefit from hard work. Hard work, working hard is good. You know, you're going to benefit from hard work. Well, she says that's racist. How is that racist? I mean, that doesn't even make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense. And now you can't even have, I don't know if anybody has ever had displays in your house where your mom had a vase and she had a couple of sticks of raw cotton that was still on the stick. You could see it. You know, it's just a nice display. Well, you can't show that now. That's racist. Especially if you have it in your house and you invite a black person over to your house. That's racist. Well, you know what? Black people aren't on the plantations anymore. And they haven't been for, well, quite a few years. Sorry, but we've gotten way past that. Way past that. It's cotton. We all wear cotton every day. If we didn't have cotton, we wouldn't have any of the clothes we are wearing right now. The overwhelming vast majority of our clothes come from cotton. Socks, pants, shirts. Kidding me? I mean, God almighty. I mean, I just don't understand where people's heads are. How do people get that low in their life where they just basically take their brain out of their head and just throw it in the shit can? Let the garbage man take it and throw it in the dump. How do you get that low in your life where you have no logic? You can't see reason. You can't see logic. You don't understand it. And the moment, and this pisses me off. I've got family members that are liberal. I've never been, never will be. I've got a lot of friends living here in New York and being in the theater. Yeah, yeah, there's a lot of liberal friends I have. Unfortunately, they're liberal. It's impossible to have an intelligent conversation with these people. They can't see logic. They don't know what it is. The very moment you say any kind of truth, any kind of logic, Immediately, their body rejects it, and they have to argue and obfuscate immediately. I mean, it's immediate. And guess why? Because these are the people that sit there and they watch that television. They have been programmed by that television their entire life. I've hated that television my entire life. I lost all respect for the media in 1972. I was either 6 or 7 years old. I don't have the exact month, but I know it was the year 1972. I knew as a very young kid when someone was lying to me. And I hate being lied to. And Walter Cronkite, I never trusted him. Even as a kid, I used to argue with my grandfather. Oh, he's Walter Cronkite. No, he wouldn't do that. He's the most trusted man in America. No, he's not. Not to me. You could tell, well, you watch old broadcasts of Walter Cronkite. You look at his mouth and you look at his eyes. You can tell he's lying. Watch him talk about JFK. You really know he's lying there. And there's a lot of reports he was a CIA operative. Wouldn't be a bit surprised. Wouldn't be a bit surprised. But I'm not buying any of this stuff that we're hearing here. I'm not buying it. 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 And we don't need to politicize this. This is ridiculous. This has nothing to do with politics. This has to do with killing for whatever reason. Whether you've got it, whether it's a political agenda, a personal agenda, it doesn't matter what the reason why. Yes, it's important. It's important to find out so we can try to eliminate it. But that's not the main point here. We need to focus on the real point. What is the real point? The real point is killing. That's what we have to tackle. The killing. Whether you're using a gun or not, the method of killing. Is irrelevant. It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter how you kill all these people. You run them over with your car, you build a bomb, you poison them all, you shoot them all, you stab them all. They're still dead. There's no degrees of death. Well, he died by stabbing. Well, at least he didn't get shot. He's still dead. He's still dead. That's what matters. The killing. Again, you have the will to kill. You will kill. Now, who actually orchestrated this? I don't know. I don't know. I have my suspicions. I do have my suspicions. And I've had my suspicions on all these so-called mass shootings. Some of them were real, and some of them were not. The evidence is overwhelming that some of these were not. Sandy Hook? Wow. There's a lot of untruth in that one. And remember that reporter that was so-called gunned down on live TV? Remember that? That was fake. That was ridiculous. That Orlando shooting? I didn't buy any of that either. You just watch all the video of that. And nothing makes sense. You've got a building that barely holds 100 people, and yet 300 people were there. I'm sorry, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. It's a small bar. I've seen the inside. You can go on Google. I Googled it. You can see it. They showed all the inside. There's no way you can fit 300 people in there. And the description says it holds, what? I think 85 to 100 people, tops. Tops. The parking lot holds what? 8? There's 8 parking spaces in there? Something like that? 10? I didn't buy that Orlando shooting. I thought that was a little fake. But this one I think was real. Who did it? I don't know. Who's behind it? I don't know. But I'm not buying this guy's a lone wolf. Not buying that one. He had to help. He had to get help from somewhere, from someone. And who brought the guns up to his room? If according to all these reports that he wasn't going out and coming back and going out and coming back. Well, if he's going to carry 23 guns and 2 tripods and all this other crap,
He's going to need one hell of a suitcase. Not for nothing. But you're not going to be able to carry it. That's going to be kind of heavy. And if you believe the story that he went and bought these three guns from this gun shop, why would he buy these three guns? It just doesn't make any sense. Why would he buy these three guns and then not use them in this mass shooting? Why would he need the guns? And why do you need 23? Why do you need 23 guns? That doesn't make any sense to me. He didn't use any of the guns in this killing that he bought at this this gun shop. So why would he buy the guns if he wasn't going to use them? All he used was the automatic weapons. It doesn't make any sense to me. You need 23 guns? It doesn't add up. I'm sorry. The numbers are not adding up here. It's not adding up. You're going to go buy two or three guns and then not use them. Well, why buy them? You need 23 guns. Well, he had two of them on tripod, so I can understand that, you know, it's a lot easier when they're on a tripod. But you need 23 of them? Then, of course, they always kill themselves. That way, that way we can cover up anything and we can make up any story we want to. If the man is alive, they can't make up anything. But if he's dead, oh my God, they can make up all the stuff they want. And that's why they always die. Always commit suicide. Blah, 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 blah. Not buying it. Now, maybe it is true. It could be. I'm not saying that it isn't, but I'm just saying I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it. I don't know what happened. I have no idea. And that's the problem. We just don't know. And we're not going to be told what happened. That's the problem that I have. Just tell us the truth. If this is a conspiracy, the American people deserve to know. We need to know. If we're going to defend ourselves, protect ourselves, we need to know who the kind of people we need to be looking out for. My God. I mean, I don't know. I just don't know what the actual answer to all this is, other than we need to concentrate on the real problem. Stop looking at just the surface. The surface of a problem is not the problem. It's not the problem. And you know we're going to start seeing a lot more videos and a lot more other stuff, a lot more eyewitnesses coming out. Oh, if they say anything other than what the television has been telling us, oh, well, then they're going to be labeled as crazy, fake news. Don't pay attention to them. Don't pay attention to those truth tellers over there. Now, granted, there's probably a few people that want to get their 15 minutes. And so they'll claim they saw this and they saw Elvis with a gun and were shooting people. I mean, they'll say just about anything to get on the news. But this is not adding up. And if you watch all the videos, which I spent since 5 o'clock this morning, watching all the new video that's coming out. I watched a lot of it yesterday. Then I watched a lot more this morning. I don't know. I'm just having a real difficult time of buying this story that we're being told. Just having a real, real difficult time. It doesn't make none of this is adding up. None of this makes sense. And it's pretty easy to take a guy like this and turn him into a patsy. Our government's pretty good at this stuff. Pretty good at this stuff, turning people into patsies. Pretty good at it. Remember when John F. Kennedy got shot?
Yeah.
Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. Yeah. Come on. The evidence is so overwhelming that this guy, if he did fire any shot, which it doesn't look like he was up there, but if he did, that kill shot was not from behind. That was from the front. It's too easy to figure out. Even though The Zapruder film was very heavily edited to make it look as close as they could to a rear shot, but it wasn't. Come on. Common sense and logic will soon take over, and unless you're an idiot, or unless you just want to believe whatever it is that you want to believe. But the evidence is overwhelming. So the government has a lot of experience in turning people into patsies. Now, every time they have these mass shootings, they claim they want all these new gun laws, but they never get them. So then, obviously your mass shootings aren't working to get more gun laws. So why don't you find something else to, I don't know, fight for? How about fight for trying to get this killing mentality out of our mindset in this country? But no, but they don't want that. The left are killers. I'm sorry, but the left does the killing in this country, not the right. The people on the right who own guns, they're not the ones killing. My God in heaven, people, come on. We're not the ones doing the killing. It's the ones on the left that are doing the killing, but they're blaming the right, and now they want more gun laws, which are going to do what? You're not going to stop the killing by getting rid of all the guns. It's not going to work that way. Look at Australia. They took all the guns. Well, wow. Yeah, that really worked out well, didn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe if more people were allowed to carry a gun, maybe this guy could have been stopped a lot sooner before he killed more people. Because if somebody has a gun, they hear somebody shooting, well, they can shoot the guy shooting all the other people. I'm just saying. But I know the left, they don't like that argument. They think that's ridiculous. Well, no, it's not. Whether a citizen has a gun or a cop has a gun and they see a guy shooting people, they shoot him and they stop the killing. So whether they got a badge on their chest or not is irrelevant. What is relevant is a person with a gun shot the guy who's killing people with a gun. I mean, God almighty, people, it's common sense here. Just simple, old-fashioned common sense, and I can't figure out why people can't see it. I just can't figure it out. Well, I was hoping that our Homeland Security expert, Chuck Williams, would have been on today. Maybe I can bring him on tomorrow. But I really would like to hear what he has to say, because he's got a lot of information on this. Now, we do have a very short show here today. It's a special time. I'm doing my best to come back to 10 a.m., because I like 10 a.m. I like doing my show in the morning. I don't like having to wait till 8 o'clock at night to do my show, except for on sports on Friday. That I need at that time because all the people on my show are on the West Coast, and they need to come on. So in any event, I'm gonna play this song here. I played this song several times on this program, and I think it's worthy of playing again. It's got a message, and I remember this song when I was a little kid, and there was a cartoon that went with it, and they would play it, I think, on Saturday morning, during Saturday morning cartoons, and they would play this song from time to time. If you really listen to the lyrics, you really listen to the words, you can feel it, and it is almost sad. And actually, it's not almost sad. It is sad. It is kind of a sad song, but it's a song that we can learn from it. We can learn not only as an individual, but we can learn as a country together, as a whole, as one people. We can learn a lot from this. So, again, folks, I want to thank everybody listening here today, all those on your smartphones, those in the chat room, and those that will listen in archive. I really want to thank you very much. I know I haven't been on the air in a long time because I'm very busy right now working on a domestic violence project. It does take a lot of time away from me. And I'm not giving up on this project. I'm going to get this project done before I die. But working in the film industry, let me tell you, Hollywood, it's very difficult to work with these people. It is impossible. But I'm not going to give up. I'm just one of these tenacious bastards, and I'm stubborn. I'm German. I got nothing but 100% pure blonde hair, blue-eyed kraut. That's all I am. I am nothing but German, which means I am just as drunk, stubborn, and pissed off as the Irish. And you think Italian women, you think they're stubborn and they can throw hissy fits? Whoa, you ain't seen Germans yet. Whoa. Those Italian women, Italians ain't got nothing on a kraut. Trust me. Trust me. And I think I did a pretty damn good job of not cussing very much today. And that's another thing Germans are. We're cussers. And I've heard them old bastards cuss in church. Them old Dutchmen, they don't care where the hell they are. They're going to cuss. They're going to cuss. We're cussers. Doesn't make us bad people. It just makes us honest. But I know I digress. But I want to thank everybody for listening on the show. I do got to get going. I'm going to do everything I can to bring my Homeland Security expert on here tomorrow. I really want to hear what he has to say. There's going to be more information coming out today. So I'm going to be talking about this tomorrow. So in any event, I'm going to leave you with this song. And I hope you listen to it. And I hope you can hear the message in it. And maybe together we can not only change ourselves, but change our whole entire mindset as a country, as a people. That's all I'm looking for here. So thanks again for listening, and we'll see you back here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Goodbye, everybody.
Was on a day.